you've got private owners now of the Rebels. Is it something now where they've got to tip more money into promotion of the game down there and get connected with the clubs again through the Dewar Shield? Initially, through Rabobank, they'll throw in money everywhere, and when they came out of their last season, they gave $5,000 to about three or four people. But it's one of those things where you have the Dewar Shield clubs whining, oh, the players don't come and see us. But again, you said the players are playing in the Dewar Shield, and they've got to use that opportunity to promote the game. May it be at Queens, may it be at Pirates, may it be, you know.
Yeah, I'd agree there. I also think, you know, you know, the strength between both the Imperium Group and Andrew Cox, our private ownership, and the Victorian Rugby Union, I think both groups have probably got a responsibility there to continue to develop the game. I know there's a strong link there and there is a passion for grassroots rugby from Imperium Group, hence our players are playing in the local competition. You know, myself, this Rising program is a great opportunity for us, as you know, to really, you know, bring, we've got an extended group of 30 guys from the Dewar Shield that we've been working with now for the last 3 months. You know, you'd like to think that that's only going to improve the standard.
Do you think we should see the return of the Australian Rugby Shield under the esteemed man better known as Archibald Kennedy? They won the prize nearly 10 years ago. Mark Robinson helped himself as well, and that's something where, you know, this sort of thing really electrifies the New South Wales country cockatoos, brings back that tribalism between the Axemen, the Falcons, gives South Australia a bit of a chance, and also the Perth Gold. And it was one of those, even if it's over a couple of weekends or something, I know the AU's got to find a sponsor and all that sort of stuff, but you need these players ready to roll straight into the Rising and have a path between Dewar Shield and also the Rising.
Yeah, I'd agree. You know, that's a really good point. And Australian Rugby Shield was a fantastic program. You know, again, for it to come back, and again, it would be a really good idea to actually bridge that gap between Rising and Dewar Shield, but also give other players from the clubs an opportunity, like our extended players, an opportunity to play. You know, the reality is now that the back-end squad members play mostly in the, you know, from the Rebels, from Super Rugby, play in the Risings. That's the nature of NRC. That's what the competition's about. There's also that other tier now that players from the extended, from the local clubs, that we've got to continue to look to get game time, because that's where they're going to shine.
Final, is it one of those things now with the owners, they've got to, as I said, the Melbourne Rebels, what do we need down there now? Do we just need to try and get a bit of a bounce of the ball and get some wins, and that'll really get people electrified to come to the games? Because there's always this thought coming from Sydney that the Strom are the biggest thing in the world and everybody loves the Storm, and they've got a free kick and they've got 10 years on the game. But the reality is that rugby league doesn't have that great strength in Victoria and Melbourne that rugby has. They've had a bit of a lash out at Bendigo, they've had a bit of a lash out at Ballarat, and they don't have rugby league anymore. Prestigious names not only in Australian rugby and Victorian rugby, but the Queens, the Unicorns, the Powerhouses, as you mentioned, are premium brands in world rugby.
Yeah, really good point. You know, you've probably seen the Storm pulling back from a lot of their development now down there, in term, from a perspective of most of their players come from interstate now. They've probably had a really big emphasis on development early on, but they've sort of realised that most of their players come from up north. We're probably going the other way. Probably the key for us now is about stability of both performance and also continual development. And look, it's just time. It's a waiting game. And you're spot on when you say, talking about wins. Like we now as a Rebels group, we've got to be successful. No doubt about it. We don't, you know, we're there to get the success, and we need to be successful on and off the on the field, and that'll hopefully help assist the off field.
Shane, thanks for your time. Commiserations on the loss, forward to getting stuck in with that with Shane Hilton, of course, the coach of the Melbourne Rising, and you can follow them online at melbournerebels.com.